Tell me your full name.
Renee Bruce.
And where do you live, Renee?
Newport Beach, California. I own a site called longskate.com, and in 98 I actually launched a longboard brand called Fluid Skateboards. How I found out about that whole thing is I actually helped the original guys that developed the whole electric skateboard craze. I actually kind of helped him invent and develop the board because I was buying the torsion-style truck from this guy, Louie. I fell into it a little bit differently than most people, I guess you could
say. So you were there from the beginning when Louie was developing the X-Skate?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I helped him develop the X-Skate truck. See, I've been in the sporting goods side of things for 20 years.
So you have been around skateboarding, and you were instrumental and had a part in developing the original X-Skate.
Yeah. My background prior to meeting Louie and getting involved in longboard skateboarding went from originally in the bicycle world. I was a mechanic for the Olympic team in the 80s, you know, in the Olympic Training Center for 85, 86 in Colorado Springs. And so I did that, and then I segued into the rollerblade thing through a friend of mine, our guy that was on the 7-Eleven cycle racing team. And then from the rollerblade thing, I fell into snowboarding and wakeboarding. So I kind of had that background of snowboarding and wakeboarding because I grew up in the desert in Arizona, so I really didn't have a skateboard background. So I ended up kind of falling into that, and then when I started developing my own longboard skateboard brand, that's when I met. But I was the first guy to really put together a longboard skateboard program that had a skateboard truck that carved and kind of simulated snowboarding and surfing. Skateboard trucks prior to that were basically roller skate trucks that didn't turn very good, so people weren't able to really pump the board. With torsion trucks, you can literally make, I think it's about a 6 to 8 foot circle or U-turn, as opposed to the other stuff is like 20 feet.
As the boards got longer and wider, you need a bigger truck, right?
Correct.
From my research, I understand that the X-Skate, the first one, was pretty good, and it's kind of gone downhill over the years because the company's been sold and sold, and what's going on with that, do you know?
As far as the electric skateboard goes,
yeah,
the original stuff was pretty good because Louie developed it himself, and he's a really smart guy. He originally came from an alarm company where if you're in a building and you go to pull the red switch,
Yeah. That's
what his company does originally. His father started, and then his father passed away, passed it on to him and his sisters. So the thing is, when he had his hands in the pot and was doing really good, then he sold it to this guy named Dave Kaplan that just didn't have a clue, or I don't know what the guy's deal was. So that guy pretty much ruined it because he took it all to China. And I developed a brand called Vapor, and I actually was one of the first guys, along with a couple other smaller companies, that did Vapor electric scooters. I still ride to this day from time to time to run to the liquor store and that kind of stuff. And with transitioning over to China, the problem with China is you approve something and the container that comes is something different a lot of times. So if they just couldn't quite figure out the electronics and the speed control, like I've been to China quite a few times and I had to fly over there and actually get on an electric scooter of mine and go ride it around the block and kill it in front of them because they didn't believe that their speed control was overheating. Making it up, I'm telling you. You're not doing anything. A lot of people initially weren't really interested in the Eagle Eye because, you know, it was like, ooh, there's a cord from the speed control handgun to the skateboard. For me, that made a lot more sense just from the background that I have in inventing products over the years, and just use some common sense. Your cell phone signal gets messed up. Your TV signal gets messed up. So I don't care who you are. If you have something wireless, you have a potential to break that link, and I'm not really interested in riding down the road because I'd been set up with an X-Skate with Louie, and I was riding down the boardwalk in Newport Beach, and the thing just locked up on me, and I took off Superman style, and I'm like, forget it. It's not worth it. And here's my analogy. What did it for me was I also had a second time where that board just took off on me, so I, like, fell off backwards. Luckily, I'm athletic, so I didn't land on my head, but that board took off full speed down the trail, and it luckily ran into a parked car tire. I'm down in Newport Beach. What if that board would have taken off and hit a person's leg? A little 2 or 3 year old kid is walking out their front door or something. That would kill a child, blasting off at 15 miles an hour.
When you got on it, you gave it just a little acceleration?
No, I mean, I was standing on it, just cruising along about 10 miles an hour. All of a sudden, boom, the thing was gone. It had a mind of its own.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, forget that. I'm not interested in that at all. That's kind of what initially attracted me to the Eagle Eye system, is the safety factor, I guess you could could say. It just made more sense to me, you know, and I wasn't worried about, like, people are like, well, the court's going to get hung up on stuff. I'm like, where I ride, there's really nothing to get hung up on unless you're going to be carving through a parking structure and worried about getting caught on car bumpers. I mean, what else is going to really grab the court, you know? Somebody on a bicycle, I guess, maybe? I don't know, but I wouldn't be riding in that type of crowded setting anyway.
So you traded in your X-Gate for an Eagle-Eye?
Yeah.
Which one did you get?
I think it's a Magnum 44 is what it's called. Not the first one. The first one I got was the original Eagle-Eye that he had. Dave has it now. I actually just gave it back to him to tune it up. I actually have two of them. So I have the original Birch Blackboard. I don't even remember what he called it. And then when he came out with the new Magnum, I got a new Magnum because of the cool deck. Now, I modified all my boards because I don't like grip tape on the longboard, so I was the first guy in the whole industry, and I don't think anybody's even really copied me since then, to put a groovy VA foam top on the tops of boards instead of the grip tape.
Oh, a nice foam top.
Yeah, and the reason I do that is that the grip tape tends to mess things up. Also, you could carry it into class, and you're not having the grip tape either rub on your arm or rub on your clothing and screw things up. I put the soft top on my Eagle-Eyes because of a couple reasons. The first reason is when I would throw it in the back of my truck, grip tape would slide around. Well, the soft top kind of has some good grip to it, so it would grip the steel bed of my truck. But the other reason I do it is because I ride my 10-pound dog on the front of my board, and I cruise down the boardwalk.
How often do you ride your Eagle-Eye?
Pretty much every weekend.
And do you have the Goodyear tires on it?
Yeah. First met Dave and started working with Dave on giving him my 2 cents worth on his product. My biggest pet peeve was the crappy Chinese wheels. So somehow, apparently, he got a hold of the Goodyears, and those wheels are awesome. I love them.
Do you have the Goodyears on your board?
Yes.
And it's a nice experience.
It dampens the vibration, it rolls over stuff a lot better, and it's faster, quieter. There's a million reasons why to run the Goodyears.
You know, what surprised you in a good way about riding an Eagle-Eye?
What surprised me in a good way about riding an Eagle-Eye was, well, just the experience I'd had on the other brand was not so good, so this board rode. I mean, that's what surprised me, is that it cruised down the road and it was great. I didn't really have any problems.
Have you experienced any problems at all with yours?
Over the years, I've had a couple problems where he originally had some issues with his speed control until he finally ended up with the speed control that he's using now. I don't know if he's on the Courier one or something out of England, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where his electronics are now, but they're really good now.
Okay. Can you think of a story when you went riding your Eagle-Eye that was really memorable?
I have two memorable stories. One would be just getting on the Eagle-Eye with my dog and going down to the Wedge in Newport Beach during sunset. It's just awesome. There's nothing like that. It's just peace and quiet. It's awesome. You go down and check out the waves, and you don't get much better.
And your dog loves it.
Yeah, she loves it. So that's one story. Another story is another sunset skate I did in Manhattan Beach. I just happened to be up there because my dog does acting and stuff, and I was in her little acting class. And I was headed back, and I didn't want to sit around and wait in traffic, so I went to visit an old friend in Manhattan Beach, and it was so nice out. I threw the board out and jumped on it with the dog and just went cruising from Manhattan Beach down through Redondo Beach and back during sunset. It was just awesome. So I guess that's kind of like when it's really nice to ride. I don't like riding when it's really crowded in the middle of the day. I don't mind it just for the sake of the giggles that I get from people, because people really trip out seeing a dog on the front of a skateboard that just stands there.
Right, right.
I originally trained her to ride on my regular longboard skateboard, you know? So
uh-huh.
When I started getting the electric board, obviously she was going to ride on that too, and she loves it.
What would you say to a first-time rider about getting the hang of an Eagle-Eye? Let's say someone who's never ridden a skateboard or never surf?
Wear a helmet, for sure. Number one thing.
Is it easy to pick up?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to pick up, but there is a learning curve to it. And the reason there's a learning curve is because the obstacles in the roadway. So I would say go out to a big parking lot where it's completely empty and practice for quite a while, because there is a good learning curve to it, because when you're out cruising around, just the funniest cracks and rocks can put you on your butt. They really can. I love it. It's an awesome product.